So I call the meeting of the Salado Public Library Board of Trustees to order. Today is June 28, 2021, and it is 4:30. All right, we have nobody here today again. Let's begin with the minutes. Go ahead.
I submitted the minutes to everybody previously. I didn't see any concerns or
complaints.
Yes. And I also submitted the minutes for the special meeting that we had on June 2nd.
All right. Anything to add or comment on the minutes? All right. We have. Let's have a motion to accept these. We've done that, haven't we?
Move to accept.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Say aye.
All right. We have a lot of business this time, money business today.
Yeah.
But let's begin with the treasurer's report.
Let me just make a comment, if I could, please.
Yes.
Shouldn't we mention the names of the people who are here for the record?
Okay. All right, let's begin. Jeannie?
Jeannie Lively.
Barbara Morris.
Amy Alvarez.
Bill Kennison.
Nancy Mackey.
And Joyce Lindauer. We covered that when we said everybody was here, but that's it. All right. Let's hear.
Okay, our checking account balance at the end of May was $73,691. Our current as of I'm sorry, that should have been 622. I don't know why that's the typo. It's not 522. Was $115,916.43. Our sales tax we received in June was $51,043.51. That was a 50% increase over what it had been the same month last year. Our total cumulative income from sales tax this fiscal year is $433,156, and our budget was $430. So we have hit our budget 100.73% interest, so we're right at, and we still have July and August to go, two more months to go in our fiscal year. Our expenses, total expenses year to date, $297,599. Budgeted expenses for this point in the year, $314,060. We are under budget by $16,461. We have spent a total of 71.34% of our fiscal year budget, which was $417,139. Our CD investments total $563,015 for the end of the month of May. So there we are, folks. Any questions?
Sounds good to me. I like being under budget and over in income. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's a good place.
All right, and we'll accept that subject to audit. All right. Let's go. Time for the budget.
Okay. Jeannie, did you want to talk about the budget, or do you want me to go through it?
Does it matter? If you want me to, I can. Or I put the notes down for where the changes were. We just figured an 8% increase every year. As far as sales tax, every year when we do a new budget, we always increase the sales tax by 7 or 8%, and I just went with tradition on that. I think Nancy thinks it's, you know, she said we probably could do more, but I just thought, well, 7 or 8%.
It's conservative, so it's,
yeah, you know, that's, so went with that.
It's an increase over last year's of $34,400.
You'll notice Julie made a couple of changes in the collection budgets for both adults and children. She requested for audiovisual for children and adults to reduce that. And we raised the subscriptions just because the rates are going up. You know, they go up a little bit every year. In the children's collection, we took the 500 that had been under audiovisual and we added it to books for children. And she does, last year she did not buy any periodicals for children or teens, and she does not plan on buying them this year, so I just left that at zero.
Just to interject on expenses for adult collection, the total expenses for adult is going down by 800, and the total for children's collection is going down by 315. So we have decreased the budgets in both those areas.
We reduced the budget for computers and equipment to 10,000. We are planning on buying new children's computers. We kept the automation and subscriptions the same. We're about on target with that, and I don't think it's really going to go up much. But with that decrease, the total for computers and automation went down, you know, 5,000, because we took the 5,000 out. We increased for housekeeping because since the pandemic, Hattie Magadan, our cleaner, has been coming in twice a week to clean. And at $75 on that day, the Sunday when she does the full clean, it's $150. And then when she comes in the middle of the week, she goes through the bathrooms and wipes everything down, wipes the tops of the shelves down just really quickly. And so that's $75 a week. And I just went through each month and just totaled up the days that she would be here. And that's where I came up with the $12,000. The other increases for insurance, they're based on the premiums that we paid this year, that, you know, they went up a little bit. So I just made that increase. Mowing and edging went up a little bit. I reduced fire ant treatment and fertilizer because we didn't really have to do a lot this last year. And I just thought, I don't know that we're going to spend $500 on that in the coming year. So I just went ahead and knocked $100 off of that. But with the increase for the mowing and edging, then our total for lawn care goes up by $400. Accounting has gone up. Everything else pretty much stayed the same. The audit was the same. It was $3,000. And I believe it's going to stay there. The main increase was in how much we're paying for accounting. So I just bumped it up by $1,000, which it makes the fees go up by $1,000.
What is the consulting?
That's a generic term. If we have to have someone come in and talk to us about something, we just called it consulting. I don't know that we've ever used it since I've, you know, been here, but it's just,
but it's there.
It's I don't know. I think maybe a lawyer or whatever's under that if we have to contact someone.
That may be 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's just sort of a catch-all if we have to bring someone in who's not an accountant or not an auditor.
We have the money.
We have the money there. Yeah. Kept the payroll where it was. included a 5% raise for everyone. Cheryl was out of town. I've sent her the message saying, hey, are my numbers right? Haven't heard back from her yet, but as soon as I hear back, I'll have that number set. Went up on memorial expenditures because we paid a little bit more this year, so I just wanted to cover in case we ended up doing the same in the next year. There's a big change in conference fees and travel and training. That's because there's two conferences in 21-22. There's the Texas Library Association, which we always go to, and then the Public Library Association. I have been contacting them, and no one actually has how much the conference is actually going to cost yet. They're still getting all their numbers together. I just based the fees and all that on what we have paid in the past and figuring there's probably a little bump up on that. So hopefully I can maybe get something a little more definite from them.
Do you know where the public library conference will be?
It is in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to have a plane ticket for that.
Yes. And for travel, I've been doing research, and American Airlines round trip, that's if American Airlines doesn't cancel their flights, which they've been doing. But they, it was really a good fee for that, and it was a direct flight, and it was like, well, if you have two of us going, because I have myself and Julie going to that, it would be, it was really less than $1,000. It was like $750 or $787, something like that. I just said $1,000 if we book it early enough. So that's where I base that. And the other thing I did for public PLA, public library, is instead of the hotel, I looked at Verbo. And we can get a nice place within walking distance. I double-checked everything of the convention center where it's going to be for the two of us for what it would cost for one of us to have one room at the hotel. But if the places they have, we would each have a bedroom and a bathroom, so there'd be a little bit of privacy in that. So I figured that in. They didn't really have anything like that in Fort Worth for TLA. There's nothing close, at least not on Verbo. I'll keep looking. So I figured that is hotels.
Do you not think that electricity will be more?
I don't know. With the unit, the new heat pumps that are out there, we've leveled off to between 700 and 800. We've had a couple of months where it was higher because of, you know, for whatever reason, but it averages like 700 to 800. So I kept it there. If y'all think we should move it up, I'm more than happy to.
It's just an unknown right now, but let's just see what's
going on. Yeah.
We're on the back page. You're just turning.
Yeah.
What is the number for that rollover? Is it the same number?
It's a separate phone number. I'll get it to you. I have it on my Rolodex. But if someone calls 9191 and someone's on that line, it automatically rolls to the second line. I'll get you that number. We haven't publicized it because we just thought it'd be easier for them to call 9191 and then roll over.
Everybody knows that number.
Yeah, right. But don't let me forget. I'll get that for you. But that did raise our telephone fee. So, I don't know, Nancy, did I miss anything? Or?
I don't think so. In total, according to my calculations, the budget would go up by $3,696 over where it was last year, for this year. Mm-hmm. And that is 0.886%. So we're almost just flat.
Well, since there were some reductions, which is kind of unusual to have reductions, and so we got a few on collection. That's probably where those helped. to keep it that way. Any questions of either of these ladies that worked on this?
We vote on this actually next time.
Next month.
August. Yeah. So we have July.
And if you do have any concerns between now and then, go ahead and voice those to her, and if there's anything that happens, because sometimes just looking at it, you think of something that you didn't before. All right. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add before we go on to anything else? Something else? Nope? All right. Okay, I think next, the director's report. Let's see what you got.
Okay, this is double-sided. The director's report on the back, you should have attendance for June children's events. So you can see what, the front is the director's report. Do you not have that?
It's on two sheets.
Oh, she did a separate sheet. Okay. Well, I've got a double-sided.
And I'm still looking.
I saw,
here it is.
You got it? Okay. So we're starting to see an uptick in our numbers.
Amen.
Circulation went up 43%. And interestingly, electronic materials went down. And it's been going up, but it went down 3%. The new patrons, we had an increase of 650%. I double-checked that with Manuela, and Manuela went and looked, and that is correct. We have had 45 new patrons.
Where are they coming from?
Temple and Harker Heights.
Really?
We had a lot of people coming in from there.
Wonderful.
And I don't know, because I know Temple's and Harker Heights have events going on. They have summer reading and everything. We just have a lot of them coming in.
They like what they see.
And so that's where we got a lot of new patrons.
And library cards for children.
Yes, and their kids. Yeah. Our computer users went up 230%. And website users went up 8%. And the sessions also went up 3%. We're also seeing a slight rise in our interlibrary loan requests, both sending and receiving. We added 95 books for adults, 8 DVDs, 3 audiobooks, 34 easy reader and youth books, 1 youth and children's DVD, and 35 YA books. Summer reading is underway. Our numbers have been high because children and their caretakers are happy to be able to get out and go places. I have attached the numbers for June so far, because June was really the official start date. We didn't have anything in May, so that's why there's no attendance for May. The one thing that's not on there is our new book book club, and that's for adults. And we had 12 people at that. They've had their first meeting. But one of the things I wanted to point out is at the beginning we just had 2 story times. And if you look, the first story time on June 2nd, we had 44. Then then there was one that they had scheduled for Thursday. They met Wednesday, Thursday, had 30. And then 50 that next Wednesday, the 9th, and 61 on the 10th. Mm. And that's more kids really can comfortably fit back there. So they added a third story time. Starting that next week. And our numbers are leveling out a little bit. If you'll notice, we had 24 on the 16th, 17 on the 17th, and then 16 on the 18th. So we will continue that for summer reading, having 3 story times. We don't know if, I don't know if we'll keep that third or even second story time. But for summer reading, we need to do it. But also the tweens and the teens, we're getting good turnout for that. 12, we had 2 snack attack. One is for kids, and then the other is for teens. And that was 12 for the kids, 10 for the teens. The terrarium, 17 for the kids, and 18, or 7, I mean, for the teens. And we are doing pre-registration so we can have enough materials and we can make sure there's space between people and it's not like people just like, you know, running into each other. And it hasn't affected the numbers. So I think it's going pretty good. April's the one heading it up. She's the one that planned it. And, you know, Julie's helping her and giving her advice and assisting her. But she's the one doing story time. She's the one getting the supplies, finding the activities, running the activities. And she's doing a real good job.
Having fun.
She is. She's having a good time. And then I did say quickly, say something about the book club. They met the 17th. It was just a get-to-know-you meeting. And all of the books were picked up. They're doing The Lost Apothecary, and they meet on the 15th. And Joycelyn was there for that. And it sounded like they were having a real good time. I could hear lots of laughter.
If you put 12 women together inside the library talking, encouraged to talk.
That's right.
Encouraged to talk, right.
The library, because July 4th is on Sunday, we are closed Monday the 5th for the holiday. So that's this next Monday we are closed. And that is my report.
Any questions of Jeannie? Well, we're going to talk about the position designation paper that these three ladies worked on about, what, 2 weeks ago or so?
Yeah, week and a half.
Week and a half.
Well, we had also been on email talking too, so it wasn't just,
Okay, who's going to lead that discussion?
Need to go into executive session for that?
You think, well, are we talking about salary or are we just talking about resignation? Let's just go ahead and do that then, maybe. Then we won't have to be careful of what we say.
Okay.
I can take a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
But you're
Let me write.
And it's 4:57.
And it gets